It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Authorities in northeastern Pennsylvania are still searching for 31-year-old Eric Freen, the suspect in the ambush shooting death of a Pennsylvania state trooper 10 days ago. I'm joined now by phone by Associated Press reporter Michael Rubenkam, who's been following this massive manhunt. Michael Rubenkam, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me on.
It's being reported that while authorities don't have the alleged gunman, they have found a gun. What can you tell us about this?
Yes, they have been methodically searching these dense woods in northeastern Pennsylvania. And while they were searching these woods, they found an AK-47-style assault rifle and ammo, and they believe he had been carrying both.
Where is the specific area that the police are searching for the suspect?
They're searching an area in northern Monroe County near the border with Pike County. This is in the Poconos in northeastern Pennsylvania. It's an area where Freen lived with his parents. It's densely, as I mentioned before, it's rugged terrain, densely wooded. Lots of wetlands, and frankly, lots of places to hide.
Well, and that leads us to the question of why is it taking so long to find this guy? People are asking this question. You may have just answered it, but is it the fact that it's such a heavily forested area that makes it difficult to find a guy, especially someone who has these survival skills?
I think that's exactly the answer to the question. There are tens of thousands of acres of unbroken wilderness, if you will. And it's not just wooded areas. Like I said before, it's wetlands. There are mountains. It's very rocky and rugged. And it's just slow to get through and to search it.
What do we know about Eric Freen in terms of his particular survival skills? What is it that he knows that may make it even more difficult for police to catch him?
Police really haven't said why they think he's such a good survivalist. They do say he is self-taught. What that means, I don't know. But they also say that he spent a lot of time in the woods. And again, it's terrain that he knows because he grew up there and spent his whole life there. He initially had an advantage in that he knew the terrain, and apparently he does have some skills in surviving in the woods. That said, law enforcement now has a very good sense of the terrain, and so he has lost that advantage, according to state police.
Is this part of a plan? What does anyone know about what Freen put together in terms of a strategy here? He shows up at a barracks and from a distance starts taking shots at state troopers. He kills one. He wounds another. He then escapes and goes into the woods. Was this part of some grand scheme of his all along?
Well, obviously, they don't have him in custody, so it's hard to know what was in his head. However, the state police do say that they believe Freen had prepared this, had planned extensively for months, maybe even years, that he really did plan his attack and his retreat. That being said, he retreated in a Jeep, and that Jeep was found abandoned in a swamp with water up to its axles. Police believe that was not intentional. They believe that he really wasn't driving on a road. He was driving in the woods, and it was late at night, pitch black, and he simply mistakenly drove into the water. And so his escape vehicle was lost to him, and presumably he had to set out on foot. And he is still on foot, they believe. There have been no reports of any stolen vehicles or anything like that.
And, of course, it was a major development a few days ago when this Jeep Cherokee that he drove into the swamp was found by a man walking his dog who simply stumbled across it. Are there any other leads in the case? Is there, other than the rifle that was the assault rifle that was found today, have there been any other traces of Eric Freen?
It's hard to say whether there have been any other traces of Eric Freen. Authorities, understandably, are holding some information fairly close to the vest. They did talk yesterday about caches that he might have, stockpiles, but that was in the context of weapons and ammo. It's hard to say whether he has stockpiles of food, water, other provisions. We just don't know at this point how well prepared he is to spend a significant time out in the woods at a time of year when it is starting to get very cold at night.
How have his parents, Eric Freen's parents, been helping the police with the investigation?
We do know that state police have been in touch with the parents. We also know that the state police say the parents have been cooperative and that they really had nothing to do with this, no advance knowledge. What they might have told police that might be helpful to them in their search, that is not known. We do know that the father, Michael Freen, said that his son was an excellent marksman and that he does not miss. And those are some chilling words from the father.
It's Essential Pittsburgh, and I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Associated Press reporter Michael Rubenkam, who has been following the manhunt, the search for 31-year-old Eric Freen, the suspect in the ambush shooting death of a Pennsylvania state trooper some 10 days ago. Michael, are the police having to be extra careful here because Eric Freen, as you just mentioned, has been classified as a deadly accurate marksman with apparently assault rifles at his disposal, who is essentially lying in wait, seeming to be hoping to have the opportunity to kill more law enforcement officials?
Yeah, of course, it's extremely dangerous. Governor Corbett held a news conference late this morning. You mentioned it at the top of the hour, and he brought up that point. You know, in thanking the many hundreds of law enforcement officials who are searching the woods, and not just state police, but law enforcement agencies from New York and New Jersey, the FBI, the ATF, the U.S. Marshals Service, they're all out in those woods looking, and he said they're putting their lives on the line. Because this individual, he said, has the intended purpose of killing police officers.
Do the police believe he has any help out there in the woods? Is there any reason to suspect that at this point?
No, there isn't. They said that they say that they don't believe he is getting any help. There's no evidence of that.
And do the police have any reason to believe that he could be targeting civilians as well?
The police do not believe that he is targeting civilians. They believe that his fight is with law enforcement. However, they stress that this individual is armed and very dangerous, and they are urging the public to be alert, aware, cautious. State police swarmed the area where his parents live Friday night. There was a very, very heavy police presence as they pursued this suspect, and they gave an order for everybody in that area to shelter in place. Residents who were not home at the time were unable to get back home because the whole area was cordoned off. They've now given the all clear. Residents are back in their homes. They're allowed to go about their daily lives, but they're being urged to just take precautions, lock their doors and their windows and their cars, keep exterior lights on, and be aware of any change. In other words, if they have a shed, for example, and it was locked and now they see that the door was broken into, that could be a clue, a big clue, and they should report that immediately.
Michael, as you've been, making your way through the woods and through these communities and talking to people, what is the general mood? What have you been able to gauge as far as the emotional impact this has taken on the community there?
Well, as you can imagine, it's a very tense time up there. Imagine being told to stay in your home because there is an armed and dangerous gunman on the loose. This is an area that is very rural. is a very popular vacation area, very popular for hunting and boating and fishing and all sorts of outdoor activities. In fact, archery season for deer started Saturday, and the police are asking hunters to stay away from that area because of this situation. So people clearly are a little jittery. Some are frightened. Schools were closed for a couple days last week, so they had to keep the kids home. And everybody obviously wants this to be over just as soon as possible.
And what is the reward being offered for any help from the public leading to Eric Frein's capture?
The last that I heard, and I haven't checked today, I must confess, but I believe the reward is still $175,000. That's $100,000from the FBI, $75,000 from Pennsylvania Crime Stoppers.
Do the police feel that they're getting close? I mean, we often hear in searches like this, hot on the trail. Do police believe that the trail is hot, or do you get a sense from them that that it's only a matter of time and that they feel it's an inevitability at this point, that they're going to catch him sooner rather than later?
The police have been expressing confidence for days, ever since they identified Eric Frein publicly as a suspect on Tuesday. They've expressed confidence that they will get him sooner or later. Just today, Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens, State Police Lieutenant Colonel, said, we believe we are close to him. He said the search area is narrowing. He's saying that the police are following up on very credible tips. That said, they have said that now for many days. It's been 10 days since this ambush at the Blooming Grove Barracks. Eric Frein is still out there, and they do not have him. But they say every day that we believe we're getting close.
Associated Press reporter Michael Rubenkam, who has been covering the massive manhunt in northeastern Pennsylvania for the man who shot and killed a Pennsylvania state trooper and wounded another. Michael Rubenkam, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us for this update today.
Thanks for having me on, Paul.
Coming up, we'll hear from former FBI profiler and terrorism expert Larry Leikar on why he classifies 31-year-old Eric Frein as an assassin type of shooter. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.